All right, guys, welcome back to our podcast. I have an awesome guest again. It's my wife. How's it going?
You know, it's going good. I'm just recording a podcast again.
Sweet, me too. So we're going to talk about relationships. I think we'll start off talking about our relationship history and kind of the ins and outs, pros and cons.
Also, we are not by any means experts, even though we have been married a year. That doesn't mean we're experts, but just a little disclaimer there for you. Yeah. So our advice might not be the best advice, but yeah, it's our advice.
Maybe seek your doctor if you have seek any questions. Your doctor. That way we don't get sued.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, so my history with relationships, I dated one chick in high school. She's like my crush, and I kissed her when she wasn't ready. It was like my first kiss, and I just freaking went for it, and it was the shortest kiss ever. It wasn't even a kiss, because after she texted me, and she said, hey, I didn't know that that's what you were going to do. So, obviously, I don't know what I was doing. Maybe I was just, I don't know. It must have been whack. I would like to ask her, like, what was that, you know? So, I dated her. We lasted 2 weeks, probably because I freaked up on the kiss. And I dated a girl my first year of college, went on a mission. That relationship didn't work out. And then I met Aubrey, honestly. So I haven't dated a lot of people. So
yeah, I have dated a lot of people, mainly just guys.
Oh, I'm glad. No, just kidding. No, if you like girls and you're a girl, that's fine too.
Yeah.
No hate.
I don't like girls. I like guys, though. But anyway, so I dated a lot of guys. Started probably ninth grade up until, I mean, yeah, all the way throughout high school. Probably dated, let me think, maybe like 6 people throughout school.
I feel like you've dated more.
I don't know. One of my high school friends can back me up on that. Let me know if it's true or not. Anyway, but yeah, I'd say like maybe 6-ish throughout school. And then after high school, probably dated, maybe that many more. I've kind of dated a bunch of guys, but I do have a lot of experience and definitely a lot more than Zachary.
So?
No, it's not a bad or a good thing.
Okay. So, did you date mostly good guys? Do they suck?
Honestly, mostly sucky guys. Sorry, I just found a hair in my mouth. Also, we are in my parents' basement, which is where we live. So, if you can hear any footsteps, yep, that's because we're in the basement, and if it sounds really good, that's because my parents' basement used to be a music recording studio.
Yeah, we're professional. No worries.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. We got glass in between the walls, just like, oh, my dog thought it was someone knocking at the door. That's funny. But anyways, what were we saying?
Why did you go off track like that?
Because I think it's hilarious that we're in a music recording studio.
Okay.
Anyway, you're asking about the bad guys?
Yeah. Let's go back to the relationships.
Sorry, I just wanted to set the mood. All right, the setting. But yeah, out of the bad guys that I've dated, a lot of them were honestly pretty manipulative. And I haven't really shared that much, but I think it can benefit a lot of people with me sharing it, because it's not talked about enough, I don't think. So if it has to be me to bring it up and to share it, I would love to do so. But yeah, a lot of the guys were manipulative and they wanted me to do stuff that I didn't want to do. I think the way that they roped me in was acting all nice and putting on a good face, you know, like they were always just like, really nice to me. I remember them being really nice people, but maybe when it got to the relationship aspect of things, they were actually not very nice. They weren't very good to me, very respectful. Like, especially they weren't respectful to me. And so, yeah, they'd put up, like, a good face, and then when it got there, like, when we got more serious in the relationship, they definitely were not respectful to me, and they kind of treated me like trash. And I hate that other girls are going through this, like, maybe even my friends. It just makes me upset, so let's just address it to the world, you know?
Yeah. It's so weird, because I remember you saying that a lot of these guys, I mean, honestly, a thought came to my head. So it's like these guys, like, you know, on The Bachelor, they're all really nice at first.
Yeah.
And then their true colors can show.
Yeah. That's
and so true. I feel like any guy, any person can be nice, but we need to figure out, and I guess that's what we're trying to figure out, is how can you see through that? And see those what red
are
flags.
What are the first red flags? Like, I'm trying to think back to what I could have avoided, like, what the first red flags even were. And I think some of the times the first red flags were probably, like, when it went south real quick. Like, I remember it going south really fast when maybe right before it led to inappropriate touching. And me not being super confident, little girl, I mean, I didn't really know when to stop that or how to stop that. And I think we need to teach younger girls or whoever, like how to stand up for yourself and like that it's okay to say no. And I know that like society is trying to teach us how to do this, whatever, but maybe if my friends are listening to this or something, they can know, like, coming from me, like, how real this is. But, like, I think you can kind of know when it's going to start to lead to inappropriate touching. Probably by, like, how intense the kissing is getting, something like that. But, yeah, I think that's what I would say. Like, just try to stop while you're ahead, you know?
And, like, how would you, I guess, if I was imagining myself as another girl, I'd feel, like, really nervous. Like, what would you say to, like, pump these people up on to know what to say? Like,
literally, it's usually probably late at night when this is gonna happen. I say, literally, this doesn't, I feel like I might not have even been able to do this because I was a little weenie. But basically, just if you're inside of a car, literally just run out of the car, slam the door shut. It doesn't matter where you are. I'll come pick you up, even if you're in North Dakota. But yeah, if you're like inside, just be like, oh my gosh, my stomach, and then just run to the bathroom.
Oh my gosh, I have diarrhea.
Yeah, run to the bathroom, pretend to throw up, or go to the bathroom.
Or you can just go fart diarrhea on him, right?
It's not that easy, Zachary.
Yeah, it is harder for girls, I guess. Okay, cool. So, thanks,
sorry,
Aubrey.
I just kind of got into that, but
no, that was good.
To my younger self, am I right?
Yeah. I think a lot of times, the only thing that I can think that makes men the way they are, and it's not like I'm like trying to be like, oh, men suck, women are better and all this stuff.
Me either.
Yeah, like we're not about that, but I think with technology and especially growing up with like an iPad or our iTouch iPod when you're like in fifth grade, at least for me, I had an iTouch, and I mean, that's asking for, like, pornography at a young age. And, I mean, it's such a taboo topic, but come on. Every freaking guy, like, has looked at porn or struggled with porn, and that includes me. Like, I've overcome it, which is cool. But from my experience, I think pornography can kind of twist your view in the sense that okay, women are going to like this. I can be controlling. I can do this. I can touch them this way. This is what they want. But in reality, like, that's not how, like, physicality should be. It should be consensual. It should be gentle. It should be loving. And so...
Yeah.
That's the only thing that I can think of that would make guys be like that is they watch porn and... I mean, I know people have different views. Like, if you watch porn and you have no issue with it, okay. But it's my opinion, and it's just my opinion, that pornography can skew your view on how to treat women respectfully.
I honestly think that is something, like, everyone should hear. It doesn't even matter if you think porn is good, because it's not, honestly. But a lot of the guys that would make me feel uncomfortable or... touch me inappropriately, they actually told me that they were actively viewing pornography. Like, a couple of them actually told me that. So I know for a fact that pornography can definitely influence how those choices are made.
Yeah. Cool. Well, that's not cool, but it is frustrating for sure. And I think that kind of leads us into, like, the importance of being open and being yourself. Because I'm glad that I worked on myself and I tried to become the best, most great Zach that I could become when I was dating Aubrey. Even before we started dating, I was straight up with her. I was like, hey, I've watched porn before and I struggled with it for a good little while, but... I haven't looked at it in years, but it may be different. If you're struggling with porn, you're a guy, and you want to date someone, just be straight up. Just think about it. If it's longer down the road and, like, things get serious, and she has no idea that you're freaking addicted to porn, then that's going to be worse. But if you're straight up, and then you tell her, and then if she gets scared off and leaves, then it's all good. She
obviously wasn't the right girl.
Yeah, she wasn't good for you, so... I wanted to keep that openness with Aubrey because I think she was talking about how she thought I was, like, this perfect guy and never done anything wrong.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, Aubrey, you don't have the right reality here. Like, I am not a perfect person. I've struggled with this. And it kind of brought us closer. I think being vulnerable can bring you closer. And if it doesn't, then it wasn't the right person because they're just a little schnitz. So open communication is good. And being yourself, didn't you say that, like, you were afraid to be yourself sometimes in relationships because they, like, thought it was weird?
Yeah, you, like, I'd be my own, like, weird self. Like, I am freaking weird, and that's why me and Zach get along so well.
Yeah.
But if I said something weird, they'd be like, wait, what? What did you just do? Like, made me feel stupid, like, really stupid. And so it made me want to change, like, who I was.
And if you're not who you are to your core and you're putting on a front for someone, then, like, screw them. Ditch them. And I think the types of people you want to look for in a partner is someone who, at least the type of women that I would advise you guys to find, is someone who can be weird, honestly. Like, someone who can laugh. Someone who, can accept you being vulnerable and accept your dark past or whatever you struggled with and your mistakes. If they can accept that, then they can accept the person that you want to become.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess what kind of guys should girls look for?
Well, going off of what you were saying, we were listening to Emma Chamberlain's podcast, I think the other day.
Mm-hmm.
We think she's pretty funny.
Yeah,
but she's good. She's really real, and we like to keep it real with you guys, so maybe she's a role model. Just kidding. But she was talking about how she used to, like, douchebags, and, like, she came to the realization that the guy that she, like, wants to be with is, like, the complete opposite of the douchebags. So she was saying, like, all the douchebags will be the single ones, like, at the end of the day after everyone gets married. And all the girls will want all the weirdos and all the, like, you know, But
the nice guys.
Yeah, the nice guys.
Nice guys finish last. That's what that means.
Yeah, definitely. But I guess I forgot what the question you were asking was.
Just what kind of traits? Yeah, what kind of traits do you want to find in a guy?
Yeah, definitely weird. I would have to agree on that. And nice and respectful and don't settle for less. Because while I was dating some of those guys, I got super serious with them to the point where we had started talking about marriage. And I kind of just, like, lost the respect, I guess, tick mark off of my list of what I want in a guy. I mean, it kind of just, like, went away. I know, which is sad looking back on it. I kind of was like, I guess, guys, like, this is the most respect I'll get. Or, like, maybe, I don't know, like, stuff like that where I was just trying to make it reasonable. What's the word?
Compromise. Hey, and just to let you guys know, Aubrey's amazing. She has migraines a lot, so it's kind of hard for her to, like, think of words right away. But she's awesome.
Yeah. I was literally... literally right then I was, like, trying to think of a word. So, yeah, I, like, can't think of words really fast because of the meds I'm on. But I do... I will say that I have a migraine right now, but I'm pushing through.
I was going to say, lastly, or, like, one of the things is follow your gut. I feel like for Aubrey and I, like, we decided to get married, and that was our choice. But marriage may not be something that you want, but maybe you're thinking about moving in together and you don't know what to do. But I think following your gut, if it feels like this person's good, and follow your gut, but also be smart, okay? But if you're one or the other, you can get deceived. So if you follow your gut, you may fall for a guy that's really nice, but then he turns out to be a frick. But if you're too smart, then you think everything has to be perfect, and then you never move forward, and you might lose that person. So follow your gut and be smart about it, okay? What I mean by being smart is scope out the guy. Like, he's nice, cool. Everyone can be nice, but ask him those hard questions. Hey, what are your past relationships like? Do you watch porn? Honestly, just be straight up. He might lie to you, but then your gut might give you that feeling like, hey, something's a little bit weird. Don't try not to be naive about things, okay? Have those ask those hard questions. I just feel like following your gut is so important because Aubrey and I, we didn't have a perfect relationship, but my gut felt really good, so we decided to get married. And we dated for a while.
Yeah, a lot of people say, like, you kind of have to wait to get married in order to, step back a little bit. You have to, your trials aren't going to stop and put you on a hold for you to get married first. So, like, people are like, oh, yeah, I'm going to, wait, did we already talk about this? Am I going crazy? We might have talked about this in our last episode, but, you can't just put life on a hold. Like, life is just gonna keep going, and your trials are gonna keep going. So if you're gonna marry someone, and you wanna, like, wait for the perfect moment, like, that perfect moment isn't gonna come, because you're gonna have a trial while you're getting married. Maybe you're going to have the hardest trial the day before you get married, and you can't just say, oh, yep, we're not going to get married.
Yeah, it's too hard.
It's too hard.
We don't have enough money.
Yeah, or, like, if you're in a relationship and you're thinking about, like, saying, putting the title as girlfriend, boyfriend, then, like, nothing's stopping you. Like, just go ahead and do it, and, I mean, unless it doesn't feel right.
Listen to
like
that
Zach
guy
was saying. But yeah, you just kind of have to go along with life, even if life is giving you trials.
Love it. And I just remembered, for all you guys and girls who love playing the game, that's a bunch of baloney, okay? I would say, for Aubrey and I, we were so straight up, okay? if you like the person, tell them. If you feel like they like you, then ask them, okay? I was on my bio, I said, I like rice cakes and pears, I'm a chill guy. That's weird. I wasn't using any clever flirting. You were straight up to me, too.
Yeah, I feel like I was kind of the one to be like, hey, I'm not going to play a game. Like, I'm not about that at all.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be straightforward, and let's try to be straightforward through this relationship. And let's just say it how it is. Just say how we're feeling. Like, why in the heck would someone not say that they like someone? Like, it just sounds so stupid. Why wouldn't you say that you like someone just to, like, play a silly game and to make them think that you don't like them?
Yeah, the worst is, like, you send them a text and then they, like, try to play this game where they don't text you back, and then you stress the whole day. And then when they text back, then it's like this emotional roller coaster, so.
Yeah, and it's stupid, like, and I've talked to other couples where, and they're talking about their relationship with their significant other who is, like, their husband. So I guess I've talked to my other girlfriends that are married, is an easier way to say that, where with their husband, they didn't play the game. And I think it's because, like, they went straight to the point, like, hey, I like you. And then, like, there's no point in playing the game. And, I mean, you're literally just wasting people's time.
Okay, you know what? Douchebags play the game, but nice guys finish last. So Aubrey was saying her girlfriend said that her husband didn't play the game. That's a sign that it's a good guy. Yo. Okay.
I think that's a good way to end the podcast.
Yeah, so.
Unless you have anything else to say.
No, I don't. And honestly, we know not everything we say is all smooth and perfectly scripted, but we just hope you guys enjoyed listening, and best of luck. Like there's some
relationships are hard.
Yeah, relationships are hard for sure.
Good luck, and if you know someone right now who's playing the game, or if you're trying to get with a guy that's playing the game with you, just tell him.
Yeah.
Say, this is your sign.
Yeah, that's your sign. If he plays the game, he's a douche.
No, this is your sign, like me saying it to them. Nice try, Barber.
Oh, Barber. Okay. Peace out, everybody. Hope you guys have a great week.
See ya.